Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
You know what, Shikwan?
Yes.
I don't think we talk enough about the way this song starts. I think the way this song starts, man, is legendary, dude.
What's this song, is he?
Brandevine. Yeah, hold on. Let me just quickly contextualize what I'm trying to.
Okay.
What I'm trying to tell you here.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Where is it? This part. Oh man, this whole part. Just this.
I get it. Yeah.
Come on, man. Oh man. You know, it reminds me of when you were like in a dancing circle or whatever.
Yeah.
And then your friend is there cheering you on, even though you don't have moves to save
your
life.
Yes.
I feel that's what. Just do it.
Just do it.
You see what I mean? I don't know, man. A bigger shout out that side to Gaza. Musical genius, I promise you. We also checked out Mass Music and Amos featuring Mahu on Namibia's So Heart and Soul. Now, speaking of music and speaking of appreciating the craft, speaking of something that we all love, okay, the gentleman that we are about to speak to right now is a musical genius of his own. Shikwan, for the last 15 years, this man has carried the sport of hip hop on his back.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's not in a wheelchair by now. You know what I mean? Imagine
back.
His back, dude. Like, it's gotta hurt. But are you serious?
Pull up to the party because I'm tired of carrying y'all.
You know what I mean? Come on now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, making his debut on Fresh FM is DJ Speedster.
Yes.
What's happening, player?
I'm good, thanks to you, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you, by the way, my man? Like, right now, where are you?
Right now, I am chilling in my man cave. I'm in South Africa. I'm at home.
But like, where, bro? Like, Joburg? Are you in Cape Town? Are you in Mpumalanga? Where? You know?
Are you in Tzaneen?
I'm in Joburg.
Away.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, fantastic, man. So, how has the week been treating you?
The week has been quite interesting. You know, the week of release is always up and down, left and right, all over the place. Nerves, a whole bunch of emotions. But so far, so good. It's been good. I'm glad Thursday has finally arrived. And I'm glad the song is officially available for the world to hear. Because I've been teasing it for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I know a lot of people have been like, yo, when is the song dropping? So
yeah.
I'm glad we're
you know what? And we'll get into the song. Also, you need to like school us, bro. How do we pronounce the other guy's name, bro? I know it's Blackie. We love Blackie.
Yes.
But who's that? There's a V-snare? I'm not saying it right, bro.
V-snare? I'm joking.
It's Visionary.
Visionary!
Man, this kid's gotta stop playing with us, man.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Visionary. Yeah. Oh, wait. You know what? You'll tell us about him in a bit. But first things first, dog, tell us about this Virgin Music Group deal that you signed. Congratulations on it,
major,
by the way.
Major. Yeah, congrats.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so the short of it is that I started something called the Hip Hop Floor, which is an event, which is a agency, which is a record label, which is many, many things. The Hip Hop Flow has signed a distribution deal with Virgin Music.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a supply of Virgin Music with, I think, something like 50 songs in the next 5 years. So what we're doing is my album, which is the first project from the Hip Hop Flow and Virgin. And then as soon as we're done with the album, we'll be signing new artists and we'll be dropping a whole bunch of music in the next 5 years. So yeah, that's pretty much the deal. So,
but this is worldwide, right?
Worldwide, yeah.
Yeah, worldwide, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. So. That's that boss move type of stuff. You know what I mean? That's that money.
No, for real. That's a serious bag. But you know what? I'm actually curious to know, like, looking back at your career over the past 15 years, what do you think has been a pivotal moment that has prepared you for where you are right now in terms of your career?
I think it would have to be the pandemic. I think the pandemic was obviously a very scary time for all of us, and also time to change, you know, but also a very bad time where everyone was going through a lot of stuff, and some of us didn't even know if we'd make it to today. Some of my peers actually didn't make it to today.
So yeah.
I think sitting here speaking to you guys this morning, I think the most important thing that I can say is that we're blessed and we're alive, you know. So we shouldn't waste those opportunities, you know. We were able to wake up and try again. So yeah, I think that's basically what's been keeping me going, to understanding and having gratitude to life, to be like, yo, you've been granted another chance, so wake up and keep going.
I mean, now that you mentioned, the peers that we have lost and people that we've lost in the game, and not even just in the game, just like family and so on, brothers and sisters. Two of your own brothers, Ricky Rick and Costa Teach, may they rest well, man. You have unreleased songs with these chaps, and you mentioned that you won't feature these songs on your upcoming album.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, bro, like, walk us through this decision, my guy. Make us understand.
So with the Ricky music, it's because it was incomplete, so it wouldn't be able to, right? But with the cost of Teach One, for instance, you know, after I put out that tweet, his mom actually reached out to me, and she was like, look, if you would like to take that song out, you're more than welcome to. Because the main reason why I didn't want to do it is because I didn't want to, kind of try and get attention through this, if that makes any sense. You know, so I was trying to kind of stay away from that. But Costa Teach's mom reached out to me. She was like, look, you're more than welcome to put the song on the album. So chances are that song is going to be on the album. We're just trying to locate...
Okay. No, that makes sense, man. Because you know what it is also? It's like keeping their legacy alive. It's through the people they, you know, interacted with and influenced, right? But anyway, something that I wanted to ask you is about you being a father.
I'll wait.
Listen, I can honestly just say right now that I am probably one of the biggest fans of Lungile, like in Namibia. I have been following her since it all started for her.
Tell us
about how fatherhood has been for you, man. How has the journey been? Has the sleepless nights been worth it? How do you feel you've changed? Have you become mushy already because you're a dad?
I've always been a mushy guy, but now I'm like extra mushy.
So how's the journey been?
It's been good. It's been good. It's been interesting. You know, it's obviously our first time doing this, so
that's great.
You can imagine the nerves going into as we're approaching the due dates and so forth to actually having the baby to where we are now, 8 weeks later. It's been quite the life changing experience. I think I was saying this to a friend the other day. I've done many, many things in my life that have made me feel good, but I've never felt the way I feel now.
Come on.
That's that grown man talk, man. That's what I'm talking about. I know you're on a different level now, my man. You vibrating on a different frequency now, my
man.
On a whole different frequency. I'm telling you.
What happens also, I think, like when you become a parent, like the conversations you entertain, you're like, the company you entertain,
what you're
blowing your money on, because now it's not even just about you. It's like, no, man, I've got a college fund I need to take care of.
Yeah, dog.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
And you pick your battles and you choose your words very wisely.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, true.
You don't just open your mouth anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Now, congratulations, man. From one father to the next.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations, man. It's gonna be an interesting journey. You better get your diaper skills, folding skills intact, my man. You know.
I'll do so.
That's right. So check this out, my guy. Back to the music. There's been a question that I always ask. Our international features this question, right? What is your most underrated song in your catalog?
The most underrated song.
Yeah.
I think it is Vicky. So it's featuring J. Claude and Stogie.
Are you serious?
Vicky.
Oh, yeah. Say one. Hold up. Stop. Let me stop everything. Hold on. Oh, wait. No, Spisa. I'm gonna pull a very Gweri move right now. You probably don't even know what Gweri is, but I'll explain it to you. All right. Hold on. Just wait. Okay. Hold on. Hold that thought. Shake one. Hold that thought.
It's like
what's going on? What's going on? Oh, everybody that knows NSK, especially on a very personal level, will know for a fact.
This is his thing.
Is that's my freaking song, dog. Listen to this.
Hey.
I'm literally playing the song on my phone right now, dog. That's how personal this song is for me, dog. I can't believe
you
it.
See,
can't
it's Vicky it. Featuring who? J. Claude
and Stogie T.
That is one of my favorite songs, like ever.
But why and, that song though?
I think not a lot of people know it, you know.
Which is crazy, bro.
Yeah, so because the song itself was a slow burner, you know. It was like a when it dropped, it was one of those songs where maybe at first listen you're like okay, and then at second listen you're like okay, maybe they sell it. Then at like the first listen you're like okay, I love the song, you know. So it's one of those songs where it takes a little bit of time. So I think it went above some people's heads, you know. But the nice thing about it, like when I make music, I always try to make like quality music. So you can listen to that song today for the first time and you'll be able to be like, okay, this is quality, you know.
Mm. All right. Before we get to this new song, I need to ask you another controversial question, bro. So back home here, right, the big debate is repeating lyrics.
Yeah.
So to give you a bit of context, Speedster, one of our biggest rappers in the country here. Now I'm gonna do. Of course, I'm gonna do it. One of our biggest rappers in this country.
Don't do it.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a problem child. He's this guy.
No, because I'm speaking to a hip hop head. I need to hear what he's gonna say about this.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's hear it.
Speedster, check this out. Right? There's a fan that called out one of our biggest rappers in the country, Jericho.
Okay.
For repeating old lyrics on new songs.
Old lyrics on so the same line or same lyrics,
yeah, like same bars,
different songs,
yeah, but
same bar, same flow,
yeah, but on a new song now.
Same, did he use the same words?
Same words, dog, like
verbatim.
Same words, verbatim.
Wow,
you
that
see,
is strange.
Wow, listen, relax.
I've been saying, my guy, saying. So when I address that Speedster, I'm getting hate here and I'm getting heat here saying that I'm beefing the homie and I'm not. So please, from you, my man, you are hip hop. Make this clear for us right now.
Yeah.
Is it right for an artist to sit there and repeat old lyrics on new songs?
Look, I've never in my life heard about that. To tell you the real truth, it's the first time I've even heard that someone has done that. But I would imagine that when you get into the studio, the idea is to create, right? Not to repeat, I guess.
Dog, I'm sorry.
but then again, to each their own, you know. I don't want to get involved.
I don't even know who this person is. I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah, I've never heard of something like this. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
No, it's all good, man. Listen, hip hop is a contact sport after all. Talk to us about the new song, my man, My Way, featuring Blacky and Visionaire. Who's Visionaire, by the way?
Yeah, Visionaire is a new kid.
Is a new kid which
we're introducing. Kind of saw him on TikTok and Instagram. He's been posting like these clips for the past couple of years, and I thought for this song he would be perfect. And you know, like it wouldn't be a DJ Speedster song if I'm not trying to introduce somebody. You know, that is always the point when I make music. So yeah, look out for that name, Visionaire. Very very talented guy. Very soulful guy.
I almost said something that was gonna rhyme with his name, but then I remembered I'm on radio and
what did you almost say? What rhymes with Visionaire?
Dog.
Let's hear it.
Nah. It's fine.
Okay. You know, there's a difference between Namibian radio and South African radio, my guy.
Too early in the morning.
Too early in the morning.
Yo, man, Speedster, thank you so much for your time, but you know what I mean? Congratulations on the fatherhood, on the album that's coming, Virgin Music Music Group. It's good to see someone of your stature, someone that has been in the game for that long, still relevant today.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for all the support, and I'll probably see you guys soon. I actually haven't been to Namibia in probably just before the lockdown, so sometimes. So yeah, I'll see you guys soon, definitely. I'm gonna hit up Akio and say, hey, you gotta take me to Strictly Soul. I'm coming to Strictly Soul.
Please, Strictly Soul, partner, is on the 7th of September.
I'll wait. So the homie might pull up for around that time.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna tell her and say, Akio, I already told Namibia, I already told everybody on Fresh FM, I'm coming.
Okay.
And maybe get you in studio with one of these artists and maybe have them repeat old lyrics. Wow. But Shopee Speech, though, we appreciate you, my guy.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a beautiful day.
Before the moans of pleasure. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.